Chapter 16, The Fall of the House of Ahab. This chapter is based on the evil influence that Jezebel exercised over Ahab bore fruit in deeds of shame and violence. There was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. Strengthened in wrongdoing by Jezebel, Ahab had followed the dictates of his evil heart until he was fully controlled by selfishness. The things he desired, he felt should by right be his. This dominant trait is revealed in an incident which took place while Elijah was still a prophet in Israel. By the palace was a vineyard belonging to Naboth. Ahab set his heart on possessing it. "Give me thy vineyard," he said to Naboth, "that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house, and I will give thee for it a better vineyard than it, or, if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money." Naboth's vineyard had belonged to his fathers, and he refused to part with it. "The Lord forbid it me, that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee." Naboth's refusal made the selfish monarch ill. Ahab came into his house heavy and displeased. And he laid him down upon his bed, and turned away his face, and would eat no bread. Jezebel soon learned the particulars, and, indignant that anyone should refuse the request of the king, she assured Ahab that he need no longer be sad. "Dost thou now govern Israel?" she said. "Arise, and eat bread, and let thine heart be merry, I will give thee the vineyard of Naboth." Jezebel immediately proceeded to carry out her wicked purpose. She wrote letters in the name of the king and sent them to the elders of the city where Naboth dwelt, saying, "Set Naboth on high among the people, and set two men, sons of Belial, before him, to bear witness against him, saying, Thou didst blaspheme God and the king. And then carry him out, and stone him, that he may die." The command was obeyed. The men of his city, even the elders and the nobles, did as Jezebel had written in the letters which she had sent unto them. Then Jezebel went to the king and bade him take the vineyard. And Ahab went down to take possession of the coveted property. The king was not allowed to enjoy unrebuked that which he had gained by fraud and bloodshed. The word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, "Arise, go down to meet Ahab king of Israel. Behold, he is in the vineyard of Naboth, whither he is gone down to possess it. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Hast thou killed, and also taken possession?" The Lord further instructed Elijah to pronounce on Ahab a terrible judgment. The guilty ruler, meeting the stern prophet face to face in the vineyard, gave voice to his startled fear, "Hast thou found me, O mine enemy?" Without hesitation the messenger of the Lord replied, "I have found thee, because thou hast sold thyself to work evil in the sight of the Lord. Behold, I will bring evil upon thee, and will take away thy posterity." The house of Ahab was to be utterly destroyed. And of Jezebel the Lord declared, "The dog shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel. Him that dieth of Ahab in the city the dogs shall eat, and him that dieth in the field shall the fowls of the air eat." When the king heard this fearful message, he rent his clothes, and put sackcloth upon his flesh, and fasted, and lay in sackcloth, and went softly. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, "Seest thou how Ahab humbleth himself before me? Because he humbleth himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days, but in his son's days will I bring the evil upon his house."